So there's no such thing as a little white lie, and this week's episode proves it. We want to know the truth. Now, this week we met a diva, a private investigator, and there are more immigration attorneys coming. And you know, we've got you covered with the latest news and gossip. Plus, you'll want to stick around for our fun segment, What You Think. This is 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Okay. Hey. Hey. Come on in.
Party's here.
Come on in.
Let me say thanks.
Okay. You can already guess this week's song selection was submitted by Alex. So shout out to her for that.
Going with it. Huh?
Well, AfterBuzzers, welcome back. This is season 3, episode 6, Big Little Lies of 90 Day Fiancé. And the roller coaster just keeps going. We're never going to be let off. I'm Keith Andre here in the building.
And I'm Alex Bowers.
Hey, guys, I'm Stacey Olivas. Yeah, the roller coaster, that thing stuck, or I don't know, it's a mess.
It started as a train wreck, and some kind of way we ended up on a roller coaster ride. Yeah. But I'm here for it.
Me too.
We'll ride it till the wheels fall off. Linda is not with us this week. She is doing some traveling, so you can check her out, send her thoughts, love, and prayers. But I do want to know real quick, y'all, what did you think of this week's episode?
I thought it was good. We have more drama in this episode than we have in the past episodes. You
what?
Don't think?
No.
Really?
I thought it was going to get more like physical altercations, but I mean, we did see Molly almost kick Louise's butt.
Okay,
that was
fair
funny.
Enough. And for me, I agree. I thought that there would be a little bit more drama. I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. They kind of put us in that bubble again, but I'm excited. We'll go ahead and get started because I can't wait to ask y'all these questions and see what you think in our special segment, What Y'all Think. But until then, we'll start with our couple breakdown. So jumping right into this week, they showed us Molly and Louise first. Mm-hmm. And we're coming right off of last week when he was playing whatever kind of music that was.
Some reggaeton.
He was having a party in the guest bedroom and he was not letting her in. Go ahead and give me your thoughts.
I thought it was hilarious. I thought she was like really? Her daughter. It was like her with her 18-year-old daughter. Like, I'm going to take down this door. You just broke my nail. Like,
yeah.
So
she was
funny.
Really fighting to get in there.
But she was still pretty nice about it.
She was. I felt for her, though.
Yeah.
I was like, Louise is trash.
I don't know how I felt. I mean, I felt for her a little bit. I'm glad that she left, right? Because mm-hmm. I felt that somebody needed to leave. She was trying to get him to leave. He wasn't going anywhere. So I'm glad that she left. They played us again a little bit where he picked up the phone and we're trying to, like, figure out who he's talking to. She, of course, mm-hmm. thought that he was calling the police. We didn't see we didn't see a whole lot of this couple, but I feel that Molly is more bitter with her experience with Louise than anything else. And I don't know if she should be or if she shouldn't be.
She kept saying, like, I never saw this coming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How?
Come we on. Told you.
We did.
Everyone we laid it out you. For you what was going to happen.
Yeah. And
from the very beginning. I mean, so she said she never thought this was coming. She also talked about how in the process, like him getting over here, he was a completely different person. And y'all know I don't agree with that. I feel right. like Louise is the same, it's the same, it's mm-hmm. the same, it's the same. So I don't know. I just always feel like, dang, Molly's so bitter. Like, is she ever going to get over this and find happiness? Throughout the episode, we saw her again, I think, near the end where she's the one, y'all, that decided she needed to meet with the immigration lawyer because she's right. done.
She's
and I can respect her for it. That because at this, she's like really fed up. There's no coming back for these two.
Yeah. And did you see how he tried to leave one of his shirts?
Yeah, he was like trying to leave
a little piece behind. Oh, just remember me.
And she was still calling him after though, so I don't know if she's fully done.
Well, I think that she did say that she was concerned, right? Because what does this mean if he leaves, like, and this is over, then I want to be done with him completely. We do know that they have strings attached. You know, you got this visa situation, you got the financial responsibility for 10 years. So they alluded a little bit to that conversation that I guess we'll see next week when she sits down with the immigration attorney. But I think she's over it. And then last week, if you guys weren't with us, we did talk a little bit about Molly and what she has going on in social media in her life. So you'll want to stay tuned to news and gossip because we've got some tea. We've got some pictures to discuss. But enough about those two. Let's move on. So the next couple that we saw was Nicole and Azan. I was happy because we finally got to see him in real life.
He's alive. Yeah. He's real.
He changed his hair a little bit.
It looks like it. So Nicole was on the plane with May. She got all the way over to Morocco. She was saying how May was having these meltdowns. And for a large part, I just kind of felt uncomfortable. Just trying to figure out if she really made the best decision for her daughter. And how much is that for like a toddler to have to take on and fly all the way across the country. But she's met at the airport with Azan. He's there in the flesh. He's excited to meet her. I always like seeing the couples when, you know, they have that first interaction.
Yeah. I didn't get a I love and miss you so much from their, like, their chemistry. It just wasn't there. But with May, I did. And who is that? It's Daddy. Like, she will not
that
stop.
That is so sad.
You just caught him talking to someone else, and you're over here, who is this? It's your daddy. Come on, Nicole.
I don't know. I do get that. I mean, their interactions are always limited, and I kind of have to always figure out, is it because of the culture thing with being in a Muslim country?
Listen.
Or is it you don't want me?
So he kept saying, like, I can't kiss you in public. I can't do this. But I'm going to call girls and tell them that I want to kiss them and do all this thing. He uses religion and his culture when it's convenient for him. Yeah. He does not want to kiss her or touch her.
And he kept saying, two rooms, because, like, when he was at the desk.
He did.
Two rooms. Listen, you can still, he didn't even want to walk into her room. I'm sure you can walk into her room. You just can't stay there, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know the particulars, because for a second when he was like, he had these two rooms and he was just saying how much he loved her and missed her and he loved me, I was like, okay, Azan is stepping up and he's an adult here and he's working for this relationship. But then 2 seconds later, you dropping her off the room and I'm gonna let you get some rest.
I'm gonna let you get rest. You look tired.
The last thing Nicole wants to do is rest.
Right.
She wants to be around you. She wants that energy. She wants everything.
Everything.
She's here
She's
for
ready
it.
To attack him.
So we did see that. And another thing I will commend Nicole on, because I did appreciate the conversation that they had with each other. I thought she was very adult in speaking with him about the infidelity and the conversations that she heard and just needing him to take responsibility for her, for his actions. And then she also mentioned, like, marriage is everything to me. And so she really puts a lot of weight on marriage. I'm sorry that she feels she has to marry him, but I can appreciate the respect that she has for creating her own union.
Yeah.
I just can't get over the fact that she won't give up on him. So, I mean, I agree with what you're saying, but she still gets on my nerves for that.
She does. But a little piece of you has to feel, like, there are moments where I'm like, okay, I'm happy that she's happy. Like, sometimes I feel like, oh.
She wants to be happy. She wants to be
There's
happy.
There's this facade. Yeah. Like, this illusion that because she's with him, she's happy.
Yeah.
We'll see how happy she gets.
And he does not, he's not mature about it. He's still laughing, not really the apologizing to her. Yeah. He's like, oh, it was just funny because me and my friends were drunk.
Right.
That's and I so never thought
that is such a lie.
Lie number one, ladies and gentlemen, the title of the episode is Big Little Lies. So this is like the first example, because he's talking about something. It was just fun, or I don't know. You're lying.
Right.
Like, at least fess up and give me
How
the
does
truth.
She believe that?
And he said he never thought she would hear it. I mean, usually when you say stuff like that, it's because you're hiding something. You know what I mean?
Right.
I never
Great
thought
point.
She would hear it.
Right, so you did it because you didn't think I would find out?
Right.
So
you knew what you were doing.
The only issue here is that you got caught.
Yes.
And you know what's interesting is he said he deleted everything in his phone now.
Listen, did you see that? A glimpse of his phone?
It was like Nicole and his contacts. Like mom or someone.
Yes.
His
of
family.
Course he's going to do that, right? Because in Nicole's conversation or confrontation with him, she was just saying how, you know, we're going to be married. I don't have anything to hide. We need to leave our phones open and rah, rah, rah. And he's all like, I mean, you got the password, but it does me no good
but
if you've
like
already deleted
it. Nothing in there.
Everything is gone.
But you don't got my other phone.
That's not fair. Yeah. I got two phones.
Right.
Okay, so whatever. Enough about them, I think. Was there anything else that kind of struck you guys for Nicole and Azan? Anything else we need to hit on?
No.
They're pretty
really.
Much in the same area we constantly see them in over and over. I'm looking forward to progress, and I want to see if this marriage comes to be.
I don't think so.
Me neither.
Okay, next up was my favorite couple, but I'm starting to get annoyed with them as well. So we meet Powell and Russ. Oh. It's like the morning after the big showdown with Russ and Juan. What do you think?
Can I start about like what I want to talk about with this couple first?
Yes.
Why are you posing naked in front of your father?
Okay, so we'll go right there.
I'm
not going to encourage it, but I think it is also a cultural type
thing. Okay, but if that's the case, the mom would not have been covering his face like this at point in time.
She started to feel uncomfortable. I think so. Powell invited her family along. She did meet with a photographer. She's doing like a calendar magazine in like body paint.
Yes.
So she invites her whole squad, her husband, her mama, her daddy, her best friend. Mm-hmm. And Russ is not okay. That's just completely outside of his moral compass to support something like that, but he's making the effort. I will say that I appreciated her tonight because she invited him along to the meeting. You know, she's extending herself to make sure that at least you know everything up front. This is what I want to do, and I hope that you will support me.
Mm-hmm. And Russ stays true to his character. He was uncomfortable with it when they were where they were, and then he's uncomfortable with it even with her parents sitting there now.
Yeah.
So her parents were like, it's just like art. He was still sticking to his guns like, no, this is not what I believe in. This is not right.
Yeah.
And I really appreciated that, too, because he could have easily been like, oh, okay, well, the parents don't care.
Yeah.
So switched up.
I don't think it'll ever change. I mean, he went there to try to support her. Even me, I didn't know what to expect. I think maybe a little later they said it was body paint before. And I was like, okay, you know, she's doing a calendar. Maybe it'll be cutesy. But when she was up there, you could see her nipples and body paint. Yeah. I was like, okay, this is a lot.
It was.
This is a lot. I think this is a conversation that they will continue to have because it keeps coming up. And then before we got to this part of the episode, I just felt like that same conversation about Juan is really starting to drain me as well.
It is.
I'm sick of it.
And Juan was really immature when he got outside and started laughing after he talked to the parents. He legit was like,
yeah, because he was like, the parents love me more than Russ.
Yeah, like, grow up.
You're not married to her, though. So who cares? Right. You know, you're never going to have this position. It's just not you. And I don't know. I mean, I'm just really conflicted because I think she needs to let him go.
Mm-hmm.
I think she does. He does not respect your marriage, and then you're still inviting him. I was happy because last week I thought that Russ did not know that Juan was showing up. So I was happy in the conversation. She had said that she had told Russ about it. He didn't want to be there because he didn't want to interact. So it feels like he's starting to act more like an adult, if nothing else.
Yeah, agreed. So.
But that's them in a nutshell.
Russ is pretty confident, I think, to encourage that. Not allow, because she can do whatever she wants, but to encourage it kind of somewhat, you know? Because if you look at her Instagram now, it's pretty, like, risque.
But it's on that line.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a balancing act. It's a thin line, and he is, like,
they're
trying to
so different. And they're, like, night and day.
Did y'all remember the clip they showed of the dad saying, you're better off getting a new husband than a new job?
I did not see that.
He said that. It was a throwback clip like that they had shown when they were talking about how uncomfortable Russ was. Mm-hmm. And she was on FaceTime with her family. And she was like, Russ is really uncomfortable with my shoots, whatever. And he's like, well, you're better off getting a new husband than getting a new job.
Yeah, because parents really
inappropriate.
I think just the cultural differences are going to create so many problems.
They are.
Even Russ was saying when she goes to Colombia, she's like this Colombian mommy, you know, have a little attitude. But it's like, that's who she is,
It's a completely different lifestyle. Yeah. And the good thing is if you only have to deal with it for a few weeks or a few months, then
she goes back to America.
Back in line. All right. So next up, we saw Anfisa and George, another couple that I'm completely drained with.
It's getting old.
It's getting so old. So they're still talking about the same things. We're dealing. She's still upset up with George for meeting with the divorce attorneys and not telling her about it. He's still lying. So here we go with more of the big lies. Saying that he wanted to protect her feelings. When is that ever a good idea?
I know.
To lie to her. Like, she's going to find out. Yeah.
So what were you saying?
She's going to find out no matter what. It's just going to hurt her more. It's like I don't get
it. It's obnoxious.
I don't get understand the attraction to George.
Mm-hmm. We do get to see her show more of an adult side as well, you know, in the conversation she's having with him as far as, you know, I'm not your girlfriend. I'm your wife.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, let's be clear about what we have going on. You need to do better. So they're going through that, and then they decide to go through the whole canceling phase, and she's saying, like, this is going to be the last straw. What did you guys think seeing them? Or we saw her in, counseling.
I felt for her.
Yeah.
Because she was, like, talking about basically she's scared. She doesn't know what he's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just sad. Like, you feel like you're trapped in a relationship when you don't really, I mean, it shouldn't be that way. You should be able to walk away anytime you feel necessary.
Yeah.
It's necessary.
Yeah. Yeah. That's and true. To be scared of that person that's supposed to be the closest to you, they're supposed to yeah. trust.
Yeah.
Like, but is he going to smear her name?
Well, he, you know, he already did.
He has done that. What? And conversely, I think her fear is not necessarily just a fear of him or like him doing something
to
her.
I know what you're gonna say.
I think her fear is greater about her status in the country and if he goes through and if he divorces her, then what does that mean for what she can do? And
I'm thinking her fear is what she does or what she has done in the
and
past.
What he's going to...
What he'll spill. Because he didn't spill everything at the tell-all. He said what he had to say, and then she walked off stage.
I thought it was also interesting in her conversation with the therapist. He's asking her, what are the... what good qualities does George have? Yes. She has nothing to say.
She was lost for words. Nothing.
Yeah.
I was like crickets.
This is a problem.
Yeah.
Get out now.
And I think, too, she's also dependent on him because he's, like, the only one she has here.
Yeah, for sure. But to Alex's point, I mean, we know that she's hiding something. Each week when she does her one-on-one with the cameras, it's always something right. that the producers are trying to get out of her. And this week she was like, oh, it's personal. It's not personal, girl.
They're paying you to tell us everything.
We're going
to
find out. Let us know. You're on TV.
Believe you me, we are going to get to the bottom of this.
Not the other fans are going to find out.
Yeah.
We're going to get to the bottom of it before this season ends. Yes. But that's okay. So we'll move on. So next up, we saw Pedro and Chantel. Before we get into them, because I just need a break because we're on this negative slope of couples just taking us down. Alex, can you give us some of that after buzz?
Yes. Hey, After Buzzers. Here at the network, we produce after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, as you know, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But now we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. Besides helping us a ton, here's what's in it for you. It caters specific content you already like directly to you. It brings you your favorite after shows so you don't have to seek them out.
Yes.
And it suggests content from other channels or podcasts that might interest you. Subscribing to our YouTube channel will also help you discover new shows we're sure you'll love. Since you're already tuned into our reality genre, you can also watch Jersey Shore, Black Ink Chicago, The Bachelorette. Yeah, watch Stacey on Jersey Shore for sure. And remember, we have channels for other genres too, so please don't be shy about subscribing to them. They're all great, honestly. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. Mm-hmm. And it's easy to just hit that subscribe button. It's easier now than ever before. And just let us know that you did in the comments and we'll actually shout you out on the show.
Yes.
So that's fun. And we just want to thank you guys for being the best fans. And we promise to do our best to serve you.
Yes.
To continue.
We love the fans. You guys make this all worth it.
I mean, it's so much fun. And the one thing that I love about all the shows on AfterBuzz channel, because I watch different channels because I'm on different channels.
Yeah.
I gotta watch my sound.
Right. I gotta go back and do my research. But it's always fun to see all the comments. And the best thing is I literally can go on YouTube. I've subscribed. And now I don't have to deal with a bunch of notifications.
Right.
Because it's a million and one shows. It can be overwhelming. Yeah. But it really kind of caters them down to the things that you like to watch.
Right.
And I like to watch myself.
Feeling yourself.
I feel good about that. Anyway, so to another couple that one half, I think that he likes himself a lot. We got Pedro and Chantel, right? So in just a few days, we're expecting to meet Pedro's sister, Nicole. So we're not going to talk about her yet. We know that she's coming to America. But I think the biggest bulk, we'll start with Chantel's experience because she went with her family to meet with this private investigator.
That was so cool.
It was a lot.
That's so cool.
My mind, I'm just, every week we are in offices with immigration lawyers, divorce attorneys, private investigators. Like, what's next for these people?
I didn't think they were going to go through with it.
I didn't either. I thought, when I was first watching, I was like, oh my gosh, she really made the decision to go with her parents. Do you think that that's a good idea?
I think, and she said it was because she wanted to make sure they don't do anything crazy.
I believe
I think she also wants to know what's up.
Yeah. Yeah, she wants to know what her options are, but I think that she was disappointed or in for a rude awakening, because when she got in there and the investigator was going into everything that her family did, she's like, no, I don't want an investigator.
But listen, she could have really walked out. She just walked right outside the room and sat on the couch. Yeah. I think with the door open, I think she still wants to know.
She wants to know. Yeah. She wants cheating that tea. Or anything that's going on.
I think she does, but I mean, that's just a tough position to be in, because it's like, awkward. Do you want to know? Because if you find out and you don't like it, what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
So
it's just better just to live in a lie, like just not know?
I don't think it's better to live in a lie.
I
want to
know. I mean, listen, my life.
I told y'all, it's Big Little Lies. I'm always going to want to know the truth. But just because I want to know the truth doesn't mean that I have to go outside of my way to like hunt and dig and find something. I don't know if I would be or if they're in a place just yet where they need a PI. Now, I think in a couple of weeks, especially having the sister here, then maybe I would change my tune. But for now, I get her need to support her husband, to say that she loves him and she trusts him. I really like the fact that she went back and she did tell him about it.
But in the meeting, she seemed very naive to me. So, like, I wrote this down. The PI asked Chantel if she thought Pedro could be cheating on her with other women. Her response was, no, I don't think he is, because he plays video games too much.
Oh, and the PI goes, God.
Okay.
Like, what does that have to do with anything?
That has nothing to do with it. Like, just because he's at home, he's not cheating on you. He's not talking to other women.
That's another lie. She's lying to herself.
And then she said that they don't share a computer. They both have locked phones. She can't go through his phone or anything.
Different access.
You should have your fingerprint on his phone.
You should.
You have a ring on your finger.
Everything should be open.
I mean, you may not want all of that access, but you should have it. You know, it should be there. It doesn't mean that you have to constantly use it, but you need to know. She's always the last person to find out what's going on in her relationship or with her husband.
I think she doesn't want to know because she wants to stay married no matter what. Yeah. Kind of like Nicole.
That's just
troublesome. I think they just want to stay.
They do.
It's not like they're trying to get information on him. It's more so the family, right? No, they were trying to
know.
But first they said the family, though.
Of course.
In this meeting, it was all about Pedro. But when they were in the cabin, it was his family. His mom is married. I mean, has the marriage ring and all this stuff.
I think they want to know everything. I mean, they're going to paint it as Pedro because they're meeting with somebody professional and they've got Chantel there. But they want to know everything.
And it was crazy when they even asked her, like, is Pedro Pedro? And she kind of was like,
Right.
I saw his ID.
Yeah. Are his names on the certificate?
Listen, I'm going to tell you right now. When they asked that question, I was like, this is my type of
Right. They need to get that with all the couples.
Let's go to work, because she's got her head in the game already. Yes. This is just a consultation. Do you know that he's paid? Yeah. Do you know that he's who he says he is?
Right.
Anyway, so not to hang up too long on that.
So
she goes from that. She goes back to her husband and she gives him like a courtesy just to let you know they want to do this, but I shut it down. And he thinks it's crazy, which it is. I can understand being met with that information. Like, wait a minute.
He's like, oh, shoot, I'm about to be caught.
Trouble.
I think he's just nervous. Not so much, like, just mad that they're doing it. He's nervous.
I would be nervous, too. I'm not going to lie. And I don't think that I have so much to hide. But if you came to me and be like, oh, I'm thinking about, you know, doing a little bit of research on you.
And your family, huh?
Like, what? It's just like when you do a background check. Yeah. For some jobs, like, I'm like, even though I know my life, but it just be like, girl, what's going on? What are y'all going to do? But, okay, so back into Pedro and his excuses. So from there, we do get to meet his sister, Nicole. I'm going to let y'all go ahead and just run wild.
A hot mess. Okay. That was a complete hot mess. And as we said, finish what you were saying.
No, okay. I just saw that picture on
Diva, the intro song, explains her 100%.
So she's a huge mess. It's a big disaster. She comes in and they kind of share like this, making pleasant
talk.
Their interaction with each other. You saw that still I sent to you.
Yeah.
When she was coming from the airport and going in the car.
I didn't know it was coming from the airport. So for you guys who don't know, there was a still. It was a picture of Nicole, who is Pedro's sister, and Pedro. And he was close behind her.
Hands was a lot near the booty.
Listen, you fans are great at research and screenshotting because y'all got the right angle.
It was definitely an angles thing. I'll definitely make a note and we'll have that for next week just so that you can see it. But I don't believe that he had his hands on her butt. It just goes to play into this whole idea. And we don't know the truth.
It could have been.
It's a weird interaction between them. There's a weird interaction. Like, he is...
Anyway, so we'll get more into that because streamlining it here. So she comes over to America. They have these acquaintances. And then when she finds out that she's supposed to sleep in a sleeping bag, she's like, excuse me?
Yeah. See, she's and demanding she's, like a wife or like a girlfriend.
And she's laughing in Chantel's face the whole time.
She is.
She's like, ah, ha, ha, ha.
And Pedro says something about La Cama. And I'm like, I know that being spit in Spanish. And I'm like, does she think that she's sleeping in the bed? Even Chantel asked her, like, where exactly do you plan to sleep?
Okay. And then,
she slept in the bed with Pedro and Chantel slept on the couch, like, could she? I can see that happening.
Pedro's told Chantel, I think I'm going to stay the night with my sister at a hotel. Excuse me?
So what happens is they're having this whole argument about her wanting to sleep in a different spot. Chantel begins to get frustrated and annoyed. She storms out because she's like, whatever. She's your guest. Like you said, you take care of your sister. And then he comes back like, oh, I think maybe we need to go to a hotel. She's like, I don't care. And I'm like, excuse me?
Right.
Unless lies. The lies. The lies.
How did she not see it?
I don't know. I just feel like that's hugely inappropriate. I mean, if my family came to town and was met with sleeping, because I'm not going to lie, y'all. If I come, Alex, and you talk about something, I got this sleeping bag that you going to sleep in for 2 weeks, I'm going to say air mattresses are really inexpensive. Right. Surely you can get me a small twin size one and blow that thing up.
Yeah.
So I get it. Like, I wouldn't want to sleep on a sleeping bag. I wouldn't want to sleep on the couch either. So I understand that. But still, there's nothing that to where it would get to the point where, you know what, this is such a big inconvenience that me and my sister are going to go stay at a hotel.
Right.
I would rather respect it if you said, you know what, I'm going to just get her a hotel. She can stay there.
Right.
We can stay here. We'll meet up tomorrow and do whatever we're planning to do.
Because who wants to stay with their sister and not their, like, significant other?
Weird. Weird.
I feel like to keep it in the family or something.
Weird. Oh, my God. That just goes to those theories.
Yes, the theories.
Okay, let's move on to our last couple because after this, we can jump into our news and gossip. Yeah. So we had David and Annie, who we saw. Annie is still, you know, it's like she has this huge depression, this weight on her shoulder. She's not happy with her time in America. I was pleased to see that little outreach where she gets to go to the Thai temple.
Yeah.
And she's met someone else who's in America and who's learning the culture and is enjoying their lives. This lady has triplets. But I think for Annie, it was more of like, it kind of enhanced the depression.
Yeah.
Because it's all of the things that she really wants for herself.
Yes. And I think this lady's going to kind of push Annie to where Annie no longer wants to be around David at all.
Do you?
I really do.
I feel like she would be a guide to pushing Annie more in the direction of, this is a great place, you can be happy here.
Maybe a great place, but not a great man or relationship, because she kept saying, Annie said, it's money, you know, the only problem. And she's like, that's a big problem.
It's a huge problem. The best part about David and Annie was that we didn't see David this week.
Yeah.
So we didn't need to, because he still got talked about. So she is meeting with the lady and, you know, they're at the temple and enjoying that. And she's just saying, like, it's so sad to me that she has no access to the dreams that she has inside of her head because of her husband.
Yeah, it's like she actually wants to do something here. She wants to be a teacher. She wants to do more. And he's not supporting that. I think he wants to keep her down.
I think he does too, where his laziness is like, I don't know, but I just don't like that she's in America and she's not getting the chance to really have the best experience.
Right.
Especially if we look at the way the world and society is today. We have all these huge issues with the border and these children being separated. So you have in this situation somebody who is afforded the quote-unquote dream, and even still you don't have the access that you want to it.
Sad.
Like, he needs to man up.
Yeah.
She talked about their finances. She talked about that bot that he still owes.
Right.
She talked about him not having
selfish.
A job.
I don't think David wants to be alone.
I don't think he does either, but I was trying to think too, like, you know, David is an older man. Like, I know that it's harder for older people to get employment, but David, I don't know if you have to go down to the local Starbucks or McDonald's, but you need to be
get a job.
Bring a check in.
Pick a place, honestly.
It doesn't matter.
It's so necessary.
It is. But I think he's like, oh, I worked this big job before. You know, I just went to Thailand for a while, apparently, I think, right? A decent job.
He did have a job, I think, with government or something, because a few episodes ago we saw him meet with somebody. Trying to get like a government job.
But you were gone and for how many years?
And that man was like, I can't do anything for you at all. So that's that. Any other thoughts on David and Annie? I mean, we didn't see a lot of them, which I was okay with. Similar to
I think they're still in the
Molly.
Same place.
Yeah.
It is. A lot of this, it is kind of like a waiting period where we're just waiting to get to the next phase of relationship and we're not there yet.
Yep.
But that won't hold us up. We can get to the next phase of conversation. Let's jump into some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Get right into the tea. We'll start with Nicole and Adden.
Nicole and Adden. So the couple is not yet married. Shocker.
Of course
Big
not.
Shocker.
Look at them.
It was called, her wedding was called off, according to the her stepdad, Joe. Mm-hmm. He reported to Radar Online. He said that, or he said that they're happy about this. Her and her mom are happy about it, and their prayers were answered.
Right.
Because they were really against that.
They were. But I do want to just follow up on okay. that, because I saw that they were saying the reason why the wedding was called off. Mm-hmm.
Tell
this is so rewarding to me. So the reason why the wedding is called off, because we see that Nicole went to Morocco, but yes. she went on a visa and her visa expired. So yep. she had to come back home to Florida. So yep. no wedding here.
Yeah, it said Nicole's visa ran out in May. So she had to return home to Florida. And now, according to her stepdad, she's she was there for 6 months. And now she lives in a mobile home with her sister.
Oh, it's so salacious.
And she's still talking to him, too. That's what the dad actually reported. He said that she's still talking to him and she intends to go back to Morocco to of get course. Married. And yeah, she's going to go back and the wedding dress is still there.
It's still there. I mean, I wow. think for Nicole, she feels super invested. She's determined at this point to get her husband, but the universe said, no, ma'am, not on my watch.
No, Adden said, no, ma'am, not right? on my watch.
So I think out of response to that, this is where we saw like a bunch of the posts that mm-hmm. we have. You want
to? Why weren't they? The thing is, why weren't they getting married there? Like, was it Adden saying, no, I think we should put it off? Or
I don't know. I think it'll be interesting to see. I mean, we still have a lot to learn about the process. So I can't wait until Linda is back so we can yes. learn more.
Yes.
with our illegally bound
yeah.
limit so that we can know kind of what exactly affects the decision to not get married in that 6 month period.
Yeah.
But Nicole is all on the IG and she's all
she's
social.
All over it. She's been posting these things like my life, my choices, my mistakes, my lessons, not your business. She's still backing her and her man up.
She's so about it's not her business, but you're on TV for everyone.
Just a sigh, Nicole.
Right?
We'll have
next
necessary.
Up.
Oh, and this was another post. Me listening to people who never sat down and actually got to know me makes inaccurate statements about my character.
Yeah, so there's like a little picture of a girl with a red cup, blonde hair, and just giving a face, which I get, but we do know you. We've seen you on TV for years.
Yeah.
So you can't be mad at us for just taking in what we see of you.
Right. She's going to look back at this and be like,
I mean, because she went in, go I to do? The next one. So the next, just a picture of her talking about she's human, girl.
Like, come on.
I mean,
I feel bad too.
I feel bad for her.
But it's funny.
It comes a point, it's just like, come on. This guy is milking you for money.
Listen,
and a lot of other women too.
After so many people have told you this is a bad decision, I can no longer feel bad.
Yeah. Get off of social media. And then her next post.
Yeah. I don't even understand why everyone thinks my daughter isn't treated well, that she isn't my number one. Well, as we can see, guys, is she your number one?
Really? Mm-hmm. You better get rid of her toys.
She, like, it's a show about my love interest, not my life. So technically, they don't show how May is only. Is what it say daily?
How May is daily. Which
sorry.
Is healthy and happy. And I do think that May is healthy. I think she's probably happy, but in the long run,
she's
you know, this
going
is going to affect a lot of who she becomes as a person
she's
and as a woman. And I don't know if that's the best.
Her mom's teaching her.
And then next her up, ways. She had a few more posts.
Still more. Like, they don't understand. They don't get me.
They don't see us now, but they will win, girl. And then that last one, she's like, go ahead.
No, and another thing is she hasn't seen Adden in about a year, she even said on the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, where is it? Is it a pen pal? Like, what is
it? It has to be her last post. Just the, any questions about Adden or asking for updates, watch the show. We've been watching and our questions have not been answered.
Right, girl. Are you going to tell us something new?
Give us some more. All right, well, let's roll into our next couple. So we had Chantel and Pedro.
Petty, petty, petty. If you go back one picture. Yes, Chantel. I don't know why she would be bold enough to post this on her Instagram story, but she did. She knows how much this whole situation affected her and, well, her family and Pedro's family.
Yeah.
A lot of drama there. So I'm like, why is she being so petty? Not chicken feet.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you go to the next picture, we have someone saying Chantel's parents really out here looking like the TLC version of Cookie and Lucius.
I thought that was so funny.
That is hilarious. Oh,
they do. If you look at the pictures, if you're familiar with Empire, they got Cookie and Lucius and her parents over there. And they probably caused just as much trouble.
Yes. Look at how messy they look.
Right?
Like, they're ready for the drama.
But they're really for their daughter, too. They're not just like...
Of course.
But you don't think they're a bit much sometimes? I agree they're for her, but sometimes
it's just like... We don't know.
That's fine.
It's just like...
And then just go ahead.
And then her congratulating Anfisa. I didn't know they were close or cool or whatever, but they are on the same show. And Fisa passed 100,000 subscribers on YouTube.
She's doing her thing. Good for her.
She's making some money.
Yeah. Right.
And Fisa is not to be played with.
No games.
So good for her. And then this one I thought was funny. And this will go back to the speculation. So they, on the 90 Day Fiancé T Instagram account, they post a lot. So you guys can check them out. But they had throwback pictures of Pedro with his sister. One looks like a graduation. And then the next is something else where they're like dressed and hugging. So I think it's just to kind of spread that fire of people that, trying to figure out, is she his wife or his sister?
They don't even look alike.
I don't know. I seen maybe somebody who felt like they look alike.
Do they have the same dad? Or
I don't know.
I don't know.
But who knows? The jury's still out there.
I can't wait till that.
Enough about them. So next up, we roll into Anfisa and George.
Yeah, I just really thought this was a really funny picture. That is Ramon. He's in the studio with Dr. Dre. This is a throwback picture. He's in the studio with Dr. Dre, Eminem, and 50 Cent. I know last episode he was talking about he was in the studio. Most people were like, what are you doing? Like, do you really know anybody? Are you really doing anything? But apparently he does, and he's been on a couple things. Stuff. So, you know, he's dabbling in a couple things.
Yeah. Sure, get that
good
money.
Good for him. The music thing.
Money moves. Mm-hmm. And then next up is our standard picture of them. What was this about?
They're still together. Now, I mean, that's pretty much the old news I have for them right now. And Anfisa's doing her thing on YouTube. She's doing a good job.
Oh, girl.
Perfect. Yeah. So there were just a few pictures there, just Anfisa and George. I think they're going to be the relationship that never ends.
Yeah.
Like a lot of our other couples, but that's fine. So that's all the news and gossip we have there. But it's time to have a little bit of fun. We'll jump into our segment. So this is the What Do You Think segment. Each week we watch the episode and we come up with some really good questions, just kind of spit rapid fire questions. And the best part about it is we have our handy dandy fans. We've got a yes, a no, or our maybe faces. So jumping right into it. First question is, should Louise have just left the house?
Yeah.
Okay, three yeses across the board.
I think he's still milking it. He's scared to leave. He's scared because he doesn't know what's good on the other side, outside those doors.
Yeah, and I think he should have manned up and left. She should not have had to take her child and leave her own house because you're acting crazy.
Or break in her door.
I don't think he's scared to leave. I just think he was trying to prove a point or something or show that he was in control, because right after he left, he stopped answering her texts or calls or whatever. He's not scared. He's done. Yeah.
Okay, next up. Did Nicole and Ahzan appreciate the first hug? Do you think that they appreciated, like, being back with each other?
I think
I'm going to put the maybe because she did, he didn't.
Yeah, but I put yes, but yeah.
I put yes because I actually think they both were glad to see each other. Even if you're just, like, mild acquaintances, you've been all this time without seeing them, you're going to be happy to see someone you know.
If you see some of those interviews, though, he was, like, ready to, like, get out of there. He was...
Oh, yeah.
He wants the money.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So not his honey.
Good question here. Just... lay it flat out. I don't want to hear a bunch of commentary or excuses. Okay. Does Azin love Nicole? I have to say maybe because I have to give him a break, y'all. And y'all know I used to really like him a lot. But you, Alex and Stacey, say no. So you got to tell me why.
Because it's clear as day. Keith. Like, he doesn't want to be around her.
You don't think he loves her at all?
No. I think he...
Okay, what about you, Stacey?
Maybe as a friend?
Mm-hmm. Not even.
Maybe like kind of like, oh, I love you because you're supporting me over here in Morocco. But I don't think he's like in love with her.
I'm
like,
sold. You guys, I'm going to change my mind and say no too, because I don't think that he loves her. And I know for sure he's not in love with her.
So sad.
Next up, should Paul let Juan go? Should he be removed from her life?
Juan.
Me and Alex say yes immediately.
He does not pass go.
Get rid of him.
Yeah.
Stacey, why no?
I said no because I have friends from my past too, and if someone was like, oh, get rid of them, and they're, you know, they've been around a lot longer than.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not married though, but Listen, it's different. She's gone through a lot with, you know, she's holding on to her Columbia roots.
That's tough. Too. So that's tough. I think when it's you do hard. Have strength with a person. I do yeah. have people. I'm not going to talk about it now. Maybe next week. Okay, tell us a fun story, you guys. If you hit us up in the comments and the chats and you ask about it, I'll divulge that information.
I might just remind you.
Okay. So next up, will counseling actually work for George and Anfisa?
Once a liar, well, always a liar.
He will counseling on. Therapy, will it work for George and Anfisa?
Mm-mm.
We all say no. We're unanimous.
Well, actually, maybe, because I think it's going to help her leave the situation.
Okay.
And but you're saying as a couple,
like,
right?
As a couple?
Yeah.
Absolutely no. not.
Agreed. He is who he is.
He went to counseling, lied the day after like it was nothing.
It's not going to do anything to strengthen their union.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
But they still going to stick together. But that's a horse of another color. Mm-hmm. Should Chantel have went to meet the private investigator with her parents? Should she have went? Knowing why she went or all of it, do you think that she still should have went?
I'm for both.
I said yes, and I'll go. Oh, so this is the first time I think in history we all have conflicting and different
opinions.
We
do. Wow.
Probably because it's three of us. But anyway, I say yes. So I say yes because I think it's important that it lays like the foundation for her to where there are things that could be going on that you're not willing to accept, and that you need to be open to the fact that we have your best interest. And lastly, open to the fact that it's not just your family. Like, a higher professional thinks the same thing.
Okay.
Why no?
I put no because I think that she's not going to change. She doesn't want to hear it. Mm-hmm. Nothing's going to affect her breaking up. I don't think she's going to break up with him. I think she's just going to continue. Yeah, it's pointless for her to go. I think it's just going to cause more problems.
Okay. And I'm literally split down the middle of both of you guys. So, yeah.
All right, next question. Is Pedro...
Pedro?
Pedro? Is Pedro Pedro? Yes, no, or maybe?
Like the name?
No, like we saw. Is he who he says he is? We noticed she saw his license and ID, but did you think he is who he is? I'm going with Alex. Stacey is going to take a second to think about it.
Okay, so she says no. I don't think no.
So I say maybe only because it's starting to look really sketchy with what we've heard about his sister not maybe being his sister. I mean, if you're willing to lie and say someone's not your sister, then you could be a completely different person.
Yeah, agreed.
Stacey, why no? You gave us a flat out.
I don't think it's really him. I think he's married. I don't think he has kids. I think his mom's his mom. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he's married. I think that's really his wife.
But how else would he get through the whole process of getting over here?
These guys have fooled a lot of people.
True.
Okay, last question I will ask. Still Pedro and Chantel. Should Chantel and Pedro move away from her family?
I don't think you should do it, girl.
I'm saying maybe only because it may strengthen their relationship. If they're away from his family and they're away from her family and it's just the two of them, then maybe could be good.
He's already away from his family and he's still not really away from his family.
And I think she's too gullible. I hate to say that, but I think she's a little too gullible and she's just going to go along with everything he says.
To be left alone.
So yeah, I think her family really has her best interests at heart and Pedro is not to be trusted. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Well, that's all the questions I have this week. So that wraps the what do you think segment. Of course, like I said, you can get in the comments. You can do all of that. Let us know what you think and ask the questions that you have for the couples as well. We'll be sure to bring back your feedback next week. But until then, another segment that I always enjoy. Predictions, please.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV.
Listen, I never know how right or how wrong I am. That's why I always go last. So what predictions do you guys have coming out of this episode? We know, so in the trailer, we expect to see more about Chantel, Pedro, and the sister. We expect to see...
Nicole's
mom is coming to Morocco. I was so surprised
the
when
family
that happened.
Affair now.
Oh my God. Okay, go ahead. Tell me your predictions.
I think Pedro's going to stay in the hotel with his sister. And I think Chantel's going to stay in the apartment. I don't think there's going to be anything. I think that's going to happen. And I think Nicole's mom's going to come there. And she seems super nice. I think...
Really?
Ooh, the tea is especially good today.
I think Nicole's mom is going to peep game and realize that Azin isn't right for her daughter. Mm-hmm. And I also think that Pal will not choose between her husband and her best friend. I think she's still just going to try to keep them separate.
Yeah.
I'll take it. Okay, so I don't think that Pedro is going to go stay in the hotel with his sister. Only because he's not going to mess up his situation. He has his plan, whatever he wants to do, and he knows. I think that would be a huge draw. Mm-hmm. At the remnants of this episode, we did see him kind of go out and talk to Chantel. I don't know what to expect. I think we'll still see like explosive and a fight between Chantel and the sister, but I don't think he'll actually go out and stay in the hotel. With Nicole's mom coming to Morocco, I think that she will, I'm glad that May, I think she'll be able to wrangle May maybe while they discuss the situation. I think she's going to see right through, as in she's going to try to tell Nicole about it, but she's not going to go for it. And I'm interested in seeing how long she'll stay in Morocco. I bet it's only a very short period or window of time. And then
I think Azen's going to shut down. Like she said
prediction. Of course he's totally is. Shut he's down not going to try scared. To go out of his way to be memorable or make her feel comfortable at all. Nope. And then I think next week we probably will see more of David and Annie, right? Because we didn't see them this week. So I want to see more of that. And I think that Annie may give David an ultimatum.
Yeah. It was kind of refreshing not seeing David, though.
Yes. Yeah, it was very refreshing. And I think we're also going to see Ashley. I can't wait to see like her conversation with Annie about what Annie used to do and how her and David met.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Stacey, what would we do without you? Okay, so real quick, let's talk about that. Because I do think that that's going to be a major flag on a play.
We've been waiting for this.
And he said, what the
heck? We even forgot about it.
I mean, it's interesting because I felt like last week, what's her name again?
Ashley.
I felt like last week Ashley was like making it her business to try to rekindle and have a family, only to turn around and have a one-on-one with me and bring up my past and what messy. You heard.
Yeah,
messy boots. I think that's going to cause a major rift, especially because David isn't there to like moderate or do anything.
Keep it calm.
So they may fight. Okay, they won't fight, but
I think Annie's gonna get smart back because Annie is not not scared no more.
I think at this point Annie's ready to assert herself in a way that we haven't seen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. Any other predictions?
No, that's it. This is gonna be such a good episode.
It's gonna be great. So while we definitely are looking forward to next week's episode, it's gonna be big, it's gonna be impactful, it's gonna be explosive. We'll be sure to take all our notes and have that handy because next week we'll be celebrating. It is the 4th of July, so we won't be here, but you can bet your bottom that we got the next. We'll come back and cover both episodes as quickly as possible.
Yes.
You guys, be sure to check us out. Like I said, everything is on YouTube, AfterBuzz Reality TV. You can follow me all over social media at Keith_Andre. And make sure you check me out Sundays for the post after show live.
Yes, and you can follow me all over at Hey Alex Bowers. Don't forget to subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. And you can find me Thursdays on Queen of the South at 10.
Yes. And I'm Stacey Levis. You guys can find me all over social media at Stacey Levis, and I do the Jersey Shore after show. And also, you guys, rate us on iTunes.
Of course.
Give us like 5 stars and then sign up for another account and give us another 5 stars. Yeah.
We love the buzz. All right, you guys, we'll see you in a couple weeks later.
Bye. From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.